Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we were talking about the pastor that does not preach the word because his congregation does not want to hear it. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Then in verse 31, though, doesn't just leave it with the preachers. There's a responsibility to all of us. For it says in Jeremiah 5:31, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their means. In other words, what they're saying is a false Bible. It's not the true word. They prophesy falsely. And the priests are ruling by their means, their knowledge, their ability, way they think it should be instead of following the word of God. But here's the condemning part for all of us. And my people love to have it so. Wow. What a hard charge from God in Jeremiah 5:31. And he ends it, and what shall ye do in the end? You love to hear that kind of preaching. You love that church that rocks and rolls. You like that church that's positive only, never addresses sin, and preaches the word as it is to us, as we are. You don't like that? What are you going to do when you stand at the judgment? What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. The Bible tells us that our tears will be dried in heaven. And I think those tears won't be dried till sometime after we've been judged. And there'll be a reason for those tears in heaven. The charge is to preach the word. And again, this is written as an aorist imperative command. That is, it is a one-time given command for the life of the pastor. It is the call upon the pastor's life. In Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 10, we read this. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Now, as a pastor, if I want to be true to God, I've got to understand that. Any preacher has to understand that that's the world today, and it's growing more and more that way, and the Bible said it would. He said, yea, and all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We saw that in chapter 3, verse 12. And that evil men and seducers would wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So they hate it. They hate it. And we need to be fully aware of that. They don't delight in the word of God. Now, we live in perilous times. People in the pew do not need an essay on some modern topic for 20 minutes. They need the unadulterated Word of God instead. In this world, only the Word of God will do. You remember here in America, 9/11/01? Huh? Yeah. Well, we say, remember 9/11. We say, remember Pearl Harbor. We say, remember the Maine. Those became battle cries that motivated our armies to fight and gave them the resolve to go out and win till they won. In the Christian warfare, the battle cry of the local church is, preach the word. Pastors need to lead that charge. The enemy may have the best of fleshly tools and allurements, but we have the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass, But the Word of God will stand forever. The Word of God, the Bible, is the book of principle that will defeat the carnal weapons of false religion, false works, and false people. So, my friend, don't turn to the weapons of hate and of anger and of gossip and backbiting, and on we could go down the line of fleshliness, of lasciviousness, saying, oh, we've got liberty, anything goes. Don't go that direction. Stick to the Word of God. Stick to the Word of God. Let God direct us. The pastor is not to preach his own fancies and notions. Instead, he must preach the pure, plain Word of God. He must not in any way corrupt it. God has never rescinded this command. I remember it was early 1990s. God began impressing on my heart to preach through books of the Bible, verse by verse. At that time, I only did that on Wednesday nights. And I preached what I figured was Bible sermons, and they were, but they were topical. So I might preach on the topic of prayer one Sunday, and then on the topic of the rapture another Sunday. And so the topics changed from sermon to sermon. But God impressed that on me. I didn't know why, but I knew that He was impressing that on me. I did not know, but 10 years later, that those same sermons that I had typed out and so forth, that had prepared, would be used in radio ministry and be going around the world as it does now. I had no idea. I had hoped that maybe Ocala, a good number of them would get to hear the Word of God. I didn't think it'd go beyond that. But God has done that. That's what God has done. I have no way of knowing how to do that, but God's done it. And so, that is where I am. I've just got to preach the Word. You know, when you preach the Word, people say, well, you've got a hobby horse. Well, if I'm preaching through the book of Acts, I'm going to be speaking a lot about the church, about other things. What it teaches, what I'm going to preach. And so if it hits a lot of the same ideas, that's great. Go through Revelation, you're going to be preaching a whole lot about prophecy. If you preach through 1 John, you're going to say a lot about love and things among the brethren. And worldliness, as opposed to godliness. So, just understand, God knows better. Just trust Him. A lot of us are like the armchair quarterback, the armchair coach. We know more than the players and the coaches do that are on the professional level, just sitting in our seat at home watching the television. At least we kind of think so. None of us could coach tiddlywink. So, I have no idea that it's any different when people sit in a pew and begin to criticize the preaching of the Word of God. A true man of God will preach the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15, but with boldness. You realize the Apostle Paul, that was his prayer request, that he might preach the Word with boldness. Wow, that he'd have utterance. It is a man of God, and he is truly a man of God, if he will stand by biblical principles when all others reject it. We have a biblical example of that. Micaiah in the Old Testament. He was locked up. And there are 400 prophets of God telling Ahab, hey, go on into the war. You're going to win. Here's some horns. Go with these. And by these, God's going to give you a great victory. But there was another king from Judah there who loved God. And that king said, are there any other prophets? Now, I've often wondered why with 400 preachers out there preaching this, would he doubt and says, is there anybody else? I think the Spirit of God was showing him something's wrong here. And Jehoshaphat would have been wise if he had listened to that, but he didn't. Ahab said, well, we got this Micaiah guy, but, you know, he never says anything good about us. He always says things against us. And, you know, Jehoshaphat said, well, don't say that. Just bring him out. Let us hear him. And they're bringing him out, and the guards bringing him out. Says, now look, everybody said good to the king about going into this war, so we want you to say good. Micaiah says to him, well, whatever the Lord tells me to say, I'll say. He gets before the king. He can tell us if we're going to win or we're going to lose. You know, that's basically what it comes down to. Oh, and Micaiah says it in a very sarcastic way to begin with, but I think even that was of the Lord to show that he's being sarcastic. He says, okay, king, just go ahead and prosper. Oh, you're going to beat them all. Yeah, yeah, go, you know, and he does it in such a way. Ahab says, I charge you. Now, you tell me the truth. Micaiah says, okay. You're going to go there and you're going to get killed. Israel's going to be defeated. And Ahab gets mad, says, put him in jail, put him in the dungeon. Just give him bread and water till I get back. And I like Micaiah, what he said, well, if you come back, then I was wrong. But I'm not wrong, because it's God's word, not mine. And, you know, that's exactly what happened. Those 400 preachers were preaching their philosophy. Micaiah was preaching God's word. Liberal political people believe our American Constitution is a living document that must constantly evolve to fit the times. Well, let me tell you something. It is not a living document. It is not one that was intended to be. Our forefathers wrote it so that these principles would abide through the life of the country and not be changed. And so it's not to be a living document. It was written principles and ethics to never be abandoned throughout the history of our country, which today most of it has been. And we've seen the moral morass that's in our country today. In like matter, there are also liberal religious people who believe the same about the Bible, saying the Bible must be fit for man today. We must preach it to meet the needs of man today. But what they mean by meet the needs of man today is that we can't preach like we used to. Look, the Word of God has not changed. Preach the Word as it is to men as they are. It's an old standard that was written, and it is as relevant today as from the time Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 was given, and Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, the final verse. And to think anything else that is not relevant for today, we've got to change it. We can't preach that way anymore. That is the hardest slap as well as a spit in God's face. One jot or tittle will not pass away, although heaven and earth will, and especially those people who are saying those things. They'll be passed, but our Lord and His Word will stand forever. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.